This recording was made at the home of Clarence Berry. This is Clarence Berry singing. This is the evening of December the 5th, 1963. He will sing the Woodsman's Alphabet Song.
Now, when you're ready, say so.
A was a Rexes, which is very well known. B was the boys that used them also. C was the cutting which did begin. D was the danger we oft times were in. So merry are we. No mortals on earth are as happy as we. Hi, dairy, oh, dairy, hi, dairy, oh, eh. Our boss is well in as nothing goes wrong. E was the echo which through the woods rang. F was the foreman, the head of the gang. G was the grinding stone which Abner acts on. H was the handle so smooth and so round. So merry are we. No mortals on earth are as happy as we. Hi, dairy, oh, dairy, hi, dairy, oh, eh. Our boss is well in as nothing goes wrong. I was the iron, we marked our logs down. J was the jolly boys all in the line. K was the keen our axes would keep. L is for the lice that kept us from sleep. So merry are we. No mortals on earth are as happy as we. Hi, dairy, oh, dairy, hi, dairy, oh, hey. Our boss is well in as nothing goes wrong. M was the moss we chinked our camps with. N was the needle we mended our pants. O was the owl that hooted by night. P was the pine that always fell right. So merry are we. No mortals on earth are as happy as we. Hi, dairy, hi, dairy, oh, eh. Our boss is well in as nothing goes wrong. Q was the quarrel we did not allow. R was the river we drove our logs down. S was the sled so stout and so strong. T was the team that drew them along. So merry are we. No mortals on earth are as happy as we. Hi, dairy, hi, dairy, oh, hey. Our boss is well in as nothing goes wrong. U was the use we put ourselves to. V was the valley we drove our logs through. W is for the woods we left in the spring. So I have sung all I'm going to sing.
Now Clarence will sing the West Branch Song.
Come all ye fellow men from far and near, our melancholy tale to hear. One of our fellow mortals he has gone to his long eternity. John Roberts says we understand. It was the name of this young man whose fate we hope will a warning prove to all who do these lines pursue. He hired out with Mr. Brown to help him drive his lumber down on the West Branch where he did go, which quickly proved his overthrow. 'Twas of a lowry sky this young man left his home to die, when from his home he did depart our gleam of hope twine round his heart. He ventured out to break a jam which had begun on the rolling dam. But when he started for the shore, he sank, alas, to rise no more. We think he got his fatal blow while struggling in the undertow by some huge rock beneath the waves, where soon he found him a watery grave. We searched the stream from shore to shore, his lifeless body to secure, trusting in God to guide the way unto his tenement of clay. 'Twas on the third day at 3 o'clock, when Mr. Filsburgh took his boat, and with a grapple in his hand, he raised him from his bed of sand. Our message then was sent away, these mournful tidings to convey unto his tender parents dear, to tell them that they'd see their son no more. And in due time a bier was made, and on it was his body laid, borne to the grave where he shall lie till Gabriel's triumphs shall rend the skies. We fellow men, we too must die and go to our long eternity. So let us live while here below, love God and all his paths pursue, and let us live in Christian love and go with him to reign above.
There you are.
Now Clarence will sing The Sailor Boy.
'Twas a cold and stormy night, the snow lay on the ground. A sailor boy stood on the deck, his ship was outward bound. His true love standing by his side shed many a bitter tear. But as he pressed her to his breast, he whispered in her ear, "Farewell, my love, my own true love, this parting gives me pain. You'll be my hope, my own true guiding star, till I return again. My thoughts will be of you, my love, when storms are raging high. So fare thee well, remember me, your faithful sailor boy." 'Twas in the gale, her ship set sail, a lass was standing by. She watched the ship far out of sight, the tears they dimmed her eye. She prayed to God in heaven above to guide him on his way. Her lover's parting words that night re-echoed o'er the bay. "Farewell, my love, my own control of, this parting gives me pain. You'll be my hope, my own true guiding star, till I return again. My thoughts will be of you, my love, when storms are raging high. So fare thee well, remember me, your faithful sailor boy. But sad to say, the ship returned without a sailor boy, for he had died while out at sea, the flag ran half-mast high. And when his comrades came on shore to tell her he was dead, with a letter that he sent by them, and this is what he said. Farewell, my love, my own true love, on earth we'll meet no more. I hope we'll meet in heaven above on that eternal shore. I hope we'll meet in that bright land, the land beyond the sky, where you'll evermore be parted from your faithful sailor boy.
Now Clarence will sing Caroline of Edinburgh Town.
Come all ye men and maidens, come listen to my song. 'Tis of a fair young damsel who's scarcely in her prime. She beat the blushing roses, admired by all around. 'Tis my lovely Lady Caroline of Edinburgh Town. Young Henry, being a Highland man, a courting her did come. And when her parents came to know, they did not like the same. Young Henry was offended, and none of her did say, hey, rise, my dearest Caroline, and with me run away. We'll both go to London, love, and there we'll wed in peace. And then, my lovely Caroline, we'll have sweet happiness indeed. Being enticed by young Henry, she puts on another gown, and away there flows young Caroline of Edinburgh Town. Over hill and lofty mountain together they did roam. In time arrived in London, far from the happy home. Says she, my dearest Henry, pray never on me frown, for you'll break the heart of Caroline of Edinburgh Town. They had not been in London more than 1/2 a year, when cruel-hearted Henry did prove to be severe. Says Henry, I will go to sea, I'll join that fleet to fight for kings and for crowns. So beg your way without delay to Edinburgh Town. Many a day she passed away in sorrow and despair. Her cheeks, so once like roses, had grown like lilies fair. She cried, where is my Henry? And oft time did she say, sad was the day I ran away from Edinburgh Town. Oppressed with grief, without relief, this maiden she did go. into the woods to eat such food as on the bushes grew. Some strangers, they did pity her, and some did on a frown, and some did say, "Why did you stray from Edinburgh town?" Beneath the spreading lofty oak, this maid sat down to cry, while watching all the gallant ships as they went sailing by. She gave three screams for Henry and plunged her body down, and away there floats young Caroline of Edinburgh town. Ah, note likewise her bonnet she left upon the shore, and in the note a lock of hair with the words, "No more am I, for fast asleep I'm in the deep, fishes are watching round. What's come of lovely Caroline of Edinburgh town?" Come all ye men and maidens, ne'er try to part to love. Come all ye tender parents, ne'er try to part true love. Likewise, young men and maidens, ne'er on your lovers frown. Think on the fate of Caroline of Edinburgh town.
I made a slip there in that one, didn't I?
That's all right.
Clarence will now sing "Home Sweet Home."
"Ye are going to leave the old home, Jim, today. Ye are going away. Ye are going among the city folks to dwell." Thus spake a grey-haired mother to her boy one summer's day. "If your mind's made up that way, I wish you well. The old home will be lonely, we will miss you when you're gone. The birds won't sing so sweet when you're not nigh. But if you are in trouble, Jim, just write and let us know." She spoke these words and then she said goodbye. When sickness overtakes you and old companions shake you, and through this world you'll wander all alone, and friends you have not any, in your pocket's not a penny, there's a mother always waiting you at home, sweet home. 10 years later to the village came a stranger no one knew. His steps were halt and ragged, clothes he wore. The little children laughed at him as down the road he walked. At last he stopped before a cottage door. He knocked, he heard no sound. He thought, "Can she be dead?" When gently hears a voice well known to him, 'twas mother's voice. Her hair was silvered by the touch of time. She said, "Thank God they've sent us back our Jim." When sickness overtakes you and old companions shake you, And through this world you'll wander all alone. And friends you have not any, in your pockets not a penny. There's a mother always waiting you at home, sweet home.
Now Clarence will sing, "There's a light in the window that burns brightly for thee."
There's a quaint old-fashioned homestead that stands by the sea, with a fond-loving mother, full 63, whose scentiful eyes wanders far o'er the lea. Has a lips part to murmur, "Come back, my laddie, to me." Each night to the window in silence she strays. She places a lamp and its flickering rays are intended for one who may never return. There's a light in the window burns brightly for thee, my brave sailor laddie, so long gone from me. Your absence and silence makes mother's heart yearn, so brightly the light in the window shall burn. Now the story was simple, oft told in a day. 'Twas only a sailor who sailed far away and parted from mother, whose heart beat with care and a loving voice praying for winds to be fair. But alas, the long years came and went like a dream. Some story of wreckage came from the Gulf Stream. So brightly the light in the window shall gleam for one who lives only in dreams. There's a light in the window burns brightly for thee, my brave sailor laddie, so long gone from me. Your absence and silence makes mother's heart yearn, so brightly the light in the window shall burn. Now the light in the window, through calm and through storm, was never extinguished until bright early morn. Our neighbor chanced for to stray, discovered the light burning brightly one day. He knocks on the door, no answer he heard. He steps to the window and peeps through the pane. The matron was dead, but the light still shone, and they still keep it burning for one far from home. There's a light in the window burns brightly for thee, my brave sailor laddie, so long gone from me. Your absence and silence makes mother's heart yearn, and so brightly the light in the window shall burn.
Married when we lived down below, Sunday night, especially in the summertime, Sister Bryant used to say, "I always open my windows and sit to the window and listen, because Clarence would sit and sing the whole evening long, and he never would sing the same song twice.
I'll be down.
First it would be perhaps a hymn or, you know, some of them.
mother.
Now, Muriel, that's not right.
This ends the interview with Clarence Beery for this evening. Clarence will sing, "I have a mother old and gray who needs me now."
All ready?
Yeah.
When the golden sunbeam shone in all their glory on the river where the water lilies grow, there two sweethearts true were whispering love's old story, gently gliding in a little red canoe. Then Jack says, "Dear boy, are you so hesitating? You say you love me, I can understand." But she answers, "Lad, for me, please don't be waiting, though I'd love to go with you to Maryland. Jack, to me you've always been so kind and true, and you know I've ever faithful been to you. Though 'tis fond of you I've grown, still I can't leave her alone. It would only cause her head in grief to bow. I've a mother old and gray who needs me now. Time has brought deep furrows to our once fair brow. Though this parting brings regret, still my heart must not forget. I've a mother old and gray who needs me now." Lovers hand in hand, as they reached the low roof cottage, Jack said, "Mother, come with us, dear, to our home in Maryland. There your little girl will be my queen forever. Sweetest flowers will always bloom for you. For today, as we were going down the river, Jenny darling spoke these words with hearts so true. Jack, to me you've always been so kind and true, and you know I've ever faithful been to you. Though 'tis fond of you I've grown, still I can't leave her alone. It would only cause her head in grief to bow. I've a mother old and gray who needs me now. Time has brought deep furrows to our once fair brow. Though this parting brings regret, still my heart must not forget. I've a mother old and gray who needs me now."
Clarence will now sing "Slavery Days."
I am thinking today of those years that passed away, when they bound us up in bondage long ago. 'Twas in old Virginia State, and 'twas there that we were separate, and it filled us full of misery and woe. They took our way, my boy. He was his mother's joy. From a baby in the cradle him we raised, and they set us far apart, and it broke the old man's heart. in those agonizing cruel slavery days. Oh, they'll never come again. Let's give all praise to him who looks down where the little children play. And every night and morn we will pray for those that's gone in those agonizing, cruel slavery days. 'Twas in the month of June when the cotton was in bloom, my darling wife was standing by my side. I'll ne'er forget that day, for 'twas a sale, so they say, when they sold her, how in agony she cried. My wife, alas, is gone, and now I sigh and mourn, but I'll meet her up in heaven, God be praised. And every night and morn we will pray for those that's gone in those agonizing, cruel slavery days. Oh, they'll never come again. Let's give all praise to him who looks down where the little children play. And every night and morn we will pray for those that's gone in those agonizing, cruel slavery days. But my memory will steal o'er to that dear old cabin door, where the shadows of the sun came peeping in. At night when all was dark, we could hear the watchdogs bark, and we'd listen to the murmur of the wind. It seemed to say to me, you people must be free, the happy time.